That's crazy. Monique Cordova, she was probably 11 years old then. She was 18 years ago, right? M-O-N-I-Q-U-E, right? C-O-R-D-O-V-A, 4194, today's 1-6, no, 1-10. Chief complaint, cough, congestion, dizziness, nausea, feeling faint, palpitations. This is a 29-year-old young lady comes in today with the above-mentioned symptoms for the past 3 days, period, paragraph, current medication, none, COVID immunizations, update, allergy, penicillin, medical problems, negative, surgical problem, negative, social, no smoking, no drinking, she has 2 children, review of system as above. Patient did have ultrasounds done when she had COVID. She's concerned about long COVID. She wants to check her ultrasound, make sure there's been no changes in her organs. Blood work reviewed from earlier in 2023 today as well. She's alert, she's awake, she's in no distress. 170 pounds, or family history, sorry. No diabetes, no stroke, no coronary artery disease in mom and dad, but stroke has been prevalent in other family members in the past. Also, there's hypertension controlled in mom and dad, she says. 170 pounds. Has gone down 7 pounds from before, 97%, 98, 18, 80, 130 over 78. Heart positive, small positive, still lungs, pure bronchi, have them soft, next to check with these conditions, our HTMs are red. Number one, sinusitis, number two, headache, next one is Drosephenic gram round, next one is otitis media, next one is otitis externa, next number is Cipridex for otitis media externa for pain and discomfort, next number is Medrol dose pack, next one is Ceftonir. Next number, headache, next one was nausea, next one was pelvic ultrasound with the normal limits, next one was abdominal ultrasound, no changes, next one was lymphadenopathy, next one was arm pain, next one was leg pain, next one was palpitation, no change in her echocardiogram, next one was minimal carotid stenosis noted, next one was findings were discussed with patient at length before leaving the office, next one was if not improved in 2 days to call me, thank you.